The third and final point that we see here is that towards the end, they also give Joshua an inheritance in verse 49. When they made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, they gave an inheritance among them to Joshua. So Joshua was given a whole city for himself. Now it looks like he got a lot, but watch it here. God gives gifts to each one, and there is a certain measure of spiritual domain. All of us got the same spiritual authority because we use the same name of Jesus. But all of us have different realms of spiritual domain. God will give some a larger domain than others, according not according to his favoritism, according to their capacity that God sees in their heart. So that is why sometimes God calls a person and makes them an evangelist to one nation. God calls another person and makes them an evangelist to five nations. God calls another and makes them an evangelist to the whole world. God calls another person and makes them an evangelist just to their city. Be faithful where God places you. Don't look at one another and say, why Joshua get more than me? Why Caleb got more than me? Remember, the more they get, more enemies to fight too. So you want to envy their inheritance, envy their enemies. He get big guys to fight. Tough ones. Remember, to each God has given gifts according as He's so determined and planned in our life. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise You and we thank You for Your grace and mercy. We ask, O God, as we learn to sit, we learn to walk, and we learn to stand our ground in Jesus. Through the gifts of the Spirit, Lord, we're able to wage a spiritual warfare. We ask, O God, that You would increase Your manifestation of Your working in each one of our lives. And seal upon our lives, Lord, Your grace and Your working. Now, remain seated where you are and just put both hands up and fall to the Lord and make this confession and prayer together with me. Even tonight to receive the gifts of God. Say, Father God, we praise You and we worship You. We thank You that we have received our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And tonight, as one of the tribes of Jesus, we possess our spiritual inheritance, our spiritual domain. Father God, help me to take authority over my domain. I know that no man can help me in this area. Only You, through Your gifting in my life, can help me take authority in that domain. So in Jesus' name, teach me to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God. Put on the armor of God and take spiritual authority. And devils, Satan, I serve you notice. You cannot squat in my land. You cannot squat in my inheritance. I resist you in Jesus' name. I command you to leave my family, to leave my body, to leave my soul, to leave every place where I set my foot on. Because I'm taking charge. I'm taking authority in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I release the kingdom of God to reign wherever I step upon. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Stand together with me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. As we sing that song, God's Got an Army, we just worship the Lord. And then after that, those who need ministry and prayer after that, we'll minister to you outside there. Praise God. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is their song, with healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. And in this army I got a part. God's got an army.
marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, with healing in their hands. Everlasting joy and gladness in their hearts. In His army.